At Honorable Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis.
Thank you, everybody. Good evening. Can I formally declare the agenda briefing session for the City of Perth open at exactly 5 p.m. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar territory. CEO, can I ask you to recite the prayer, please?
Almighty God, whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory. Amen.
Thank you, CEO. Thank you, everybody. Please be seated. And we'll go through the attendance and our next item of business. And in attendance today, the Lord Mayor, the Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Di Bain, Councillor Clyde Bevan, Councillor Brent Fleeton, Councillor Liam Gobbett, Councillor Rebecca Gordon and Councillor Catherine Leeser. And let's make sure we've got this right. Also in attendance, the Chief Executive Officer, the General Manager of Corporate Services, the General Manager of Infrastructure and Operations, the Acting General Manager of Planning and Economic Development, the Acting General Manager of Community Development, the Acting Alliance Manager, Executive Services, Project Director, Strategic Finance, Council Governance Manager and Governance Officers. I think we've got that all spot on. 3.1, apologies, and we have received an apology, I believe, from Councillor Coe. Councillor Coe unable to be here. Item 3.2, leave of absence, and there are no elected members with an approved leave of absence. Item 3.3, applications for leave of absence. A reminder to elected members to please submit any applications for a leave of absence prior to the ordinary council meeting next week. Item number 4. Announcements. So I'd like to just take this opportunity, we'll keep it brief, to remind everybody that next month's agenda briefing session will take place at the special time of 4 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. That's Tuesday, May 18, 2021, 4 p.m. instead of 5 p.m. And the May Ordinary Council meeting will take place on Tuesday, the 25th of May, 2021 at, how exciting, Revolutionary People, at midday, instead of 5 p.m., one of a number of dates that we said for this calendar year that we would experiment with some different dates. So that's midday, Tuesday the 25th of May 2021 instead of 5 p.m. The alternate meeting start times form part of the trial, as we mentioned, the month of May and also again in August, so that members of the community have an opportunity to attend meetings held during the day rather than only in the evening. As we head towards our technology and streaming the meetings, that might become less or more important as we go, but some flexibility, which is exciting. Item 5.1 is public questions. There are no public questions. Public question time will be held at the ordinary council meeting next week, but as I look out into the gallery, can I welcome Noah Phillips, year 5 at what school, Noah? At St. Benedict's. Is in with his mum tonight, but not just here because mum dragged him along. Noah's here because he's interested in learning about Parliament and the workings of democracy. Been to Parliament House already, haven't you? And now has come to the real big time at Council House. Noah, welcome. And Noah might be bringing the kids from his class at school in at some point, which is terrific. The more young people we can encourage to be a part of the process, the better for all of us. So, Noah, well done, and thank you for being here today, mate. Well done. Item 5.2, CEO, are there any deputations?
No, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, CEO. Item 6, disclosures of interest. Now, have you received any, CEO?
No.
Yes, I think is your answer. Yes.
Well, yes, I have.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I have. An impartiality interest has been received from the Acting General Manager Planning and Economic Development, Megan Adair, in relation to item 11.1, as she is engaged by Development WA as a consultant dealing with normalisation matters associated with Elizabeth Quay, where this development will be located. And an indirect financial interest has been received from the Lord Mayor in relation to item 12.1, as the Lord Lord Mayor is an employee of Seven West Media, who owns West Australian newspapers. And I think, did I see a hands up from Councillor Bain, who may have a direct financial interest in relation to item 11.2?
Correct.
As a councillor, Councillor Bain received electoral donations from two stakeholders of the Hay Street Mall.
Deputy Lord Mayor.
We're just declaring an impartiality interest in relation to 11.2 Retail Core Refresh. The Humich family is known to me.
Okay. Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor. Items 7 to 10 will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. And so we move to the reports, and as we move to the reports, I'll ask if any councillor has a question in relation to the item. The first of those is 11.1, number 21, or lot 4, the Esplanade Perth, a proposed 56-level mixed-use development comprising 168 multiple dwellings, office, childcare, wellness and dining uses, and a total of 294 car parking bays. Advice to Development WA. So as outlined in item 6, an impartiality interest has been disclosed by the Acting General Manager of Planning and Economic Development, Megan Adair, in relation to this item. Do any councillors have a question on this item? Councillor Leeser.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Through the Chair, my question is, we have been briefed on the parking spaces, but I did not read in here if there was any electric vehicle charging associated.
Thank you, Councillor Leeser. CEO.
I just need to refer this to the Governance Officer, if I should be referring to the General Manager Planning and Economic Development or the Acting Principal Statutory Planner.
You can put... directed to the Acting GM as its only an impartiality interest.
Thank you. And so if I could direct this to the Acting General Manager Planning and Economic Development.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, through the Chair. I'm not aware that there are generally electric stations put in all of the new developments, but I don't have the specifics on this one, I'm afraid. So I can find that before next week.
Thank you. Are there any further questions, Councillor Leeser? No further questions. So we move to item 11.2, Retail Core Refresh Project, Public Realm Concept Plan for the Hay Street Mall. As outlined in item 6, a direct financial interest has been disclosed by Councillor Bain in relation to this item. Councillor Bain... Don't go too far. Councillor Bain will depart the chamber if there are any questions. So actually, if there's no questions, you don't need to go. But we do have some questions, I understand. Okay. Do we have any questions, actually? Might not have needed to. We do. Thank goodness. Councillor Leeser.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Through the Chair, my question is about the shade component of this proposal. In point 8 of the discussion, it clearly says the number one priority for people was shade and places for people to sit and rest. I don't see any proposal with extra shade. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Leeser. CEO?
Yes, if I could direct that question to the Acting General Manager of Planning and Economic Development.
Thank you. Through the Chair, there is additional planting in the mall, I believe. I'm looking for my manager. There is certainly additional shade implied in the concept plan, but I'll certainly provide additional information in the interim.
Thank you very much, Councillor Leeser. Are there any further questions? Deputy Lord Mayor.
When the matter comes back to us for discussion of budget, will there be further detailed, plans? The plans all provided look more like diagrams at the moment, and I think the images of the furniture would probably not agreed to at the elected member engagement session.
Thanks, DLM. CEO?
This is actually a concept plan that's been provided, and as part of discussions at the engagement session, there was reference to specific furniture being brought back for further discussion. So this, as it stands, this plan, this concept plan, is the current documentation. Furniture specifically, we will bring back.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor Gordon, did you have a question? That was it? Well, well done. Okay. Any further questions? No further questions? All right, Councillor Bain, come on back. Couldn't hear a thing out there, soundproof. Item 12, Community Development Alliance reports. 12.1 is the Economic Development Sponsorship Application for the West Australian Newspapers Limited Resources Technology Showcase 2021. So can I at this point just see if there are any questions, or would you like me to leave? I'll leave and let the Deputy Lord Mayor step forward to do that.
Thank you.
Are there any questions on this item? One question, Councillor Fleeton.
Thanks, Deputy Lord Mayor. I'm not too sure if it's been provided yet for another item that was at the last or the special council meeting where I had to declare an interest, but it's general. What's the list of costs that we put on event holders? So we've got cities fee and charges and parking, so we're backing that, that's fine, but you know, a full list of what we put on them
mm-hmm.
would be good. We're not now, but in the pack for the meeting's fine. Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Councillor Fleeton. Any other questions? No other questions? Shall we call the Lord Mayor back in?
Thank you. It's a big chair.
Thank you, DLM. We move to item number 12.2. 12.2 is the review of Council Policies 9.5, 18.13, or 18.13, and 18.4, sponsorship, grants, and donations. Do any questions have a question on this item? I note that we have received some questions from the Deputy Lord Mayor. You going to ask those questions, or you're happy with the responses you've got, DLM?
Yeah, I think most of the questions have been answered. Just one thing I wanted to clarify. It's currently with the matched funding grants available under the Precinct Improvement Plan. I guess what happens is that my understanding is that, you know, the grant applications go in, they're considered by the administration and then sent up to council for further consideration and approval. It seems to me that under the new system, it may be the case, so for example, with the jetty issue that we looked at the last meeting, which the administration recommended that the council not approve and we ended up approving, it seems that perhaps that opportunity may be lost under the new system where matters are determined by the administration but a formal application is not made, therefore they will not get to council for consideration. Just wanting clarification.
Thank you, DLM. CEO?
Yeah, if I could direct to the General Manager, Community Development.
Thank you, Deputy Lord Mayor, and through the Chair. Just for clarification, I believe you are referring to an opportunity for a unsolicited bid because, yeah, we're not, you made the correct observation that we are not including the Precinct Improvement Grant Program in the proposed program for next financial year. So if we were to receive a similar bid to a precinct improvement grant such as the jetty, that would be considered under this unsolicited bid process. All unsolicited bids would actually need to go to council for either approval or rejection. So those would all come to council, yes.
Thank you very much, Acting General Manager. Are there any further questions? Councillor Fleeton.
So it's general because the jetty I declared an interest, so I'm not going to use that as an example, but with our unsolicited bid process, the city would give a recommendation to approve or reject. So what framework would you put to it to score it, to judge it in your recommendation to us if there's no guidelines that we set first?
CEO?
Through to the General Manager, Community Development.
Thank you for the question, and through the Chair. Essentially, we would try to find the most relevant program that was in the guidelines that existed, and we could even potentially refer to previous guidelines to make that assessment. So, for example, if that particular example with the jetty could possibly be aligned with the neighborhood heroes or the business support grants, both of which would be similar and appropriate guidelines to assess that particular example. But it would depend, obviously, on the nature of the bid.
Thanks, Acting Jan. Thanks, Councillor Fleetner. Are there any further questions? Councillor Leeser.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Through the Chair, I have a follow-up on that question. So we can work out how we score these unsolicited bids, but how do we know which bucket of money the bids come from?
CEO.
Through to the General Manager. Thank you.
Thank you for the question, and through the Chair. So I think that would be a matter of making a decision at Council whether additional budget was required or if there was sufficient budget in the relevant program. I think sometimes that's a specific example of where a bid is from a program that would be removed. And I think the reason that program was removed was because we had so few applications that actually fit the guidelines for that program. So they were fairly rare. So that would be on a rare occasion that that particular example might come up. But other examples would be if there was a project that came up outside of a round because of the dates, so they might well and truly fit under a funding program that had allocated budget, but just the timing wasn't quite right. So that's just another example of when an unsolicited bid might be appropriate. So, yeah, ultimately council's discretion, but the most appropriate bucket would be assessed against him.
So just a follow-up question, Lord Mayor. So you would recommend to us in your notes where it's coming from in this program?
That's correct, and we would make our recommendation based on available budget. If there wasn't sufficient budget, Council would then have the opportunity to make an alternate recommendation. Yeah.
Thanks, Councillor Leeser. Thanks, Acting GM. Are there any further questions? Let's move to item 13, the Infrastructure and Operations Alliance reports. It is a confidential item, the Mindarie Regional Council Future Waste Options Review, and it's presented under item 18 as it contains confidential information. Now, if councillors have any questions here regarding the confidential item, I'll ask you to please wait until item 18 matters for which the meeting may be closed so that these questions can be asked behind closed doors. So we carry on. Item 14.1, monthly financial report for February 2021. Do any councillors have a question on this item? Thank you, councillors. Item 14.2, schedule of accounts paid for February 2021. Do any councillors have a question on this item? I note a question has been received from Councillor Bain.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Relating to transactions in the Municipal Fund account, I note we paid for Tabitha McMullen's membership to the Australian Institute of Company Directors. I just wondered why we're paying for staff to be members of a Directors Institute, and is there a policy that we have that covers this off, and how many members of our staff have we paid to become paid memberships for Institute of Company Directors?
Thank you, Councillor Bain. CEO.
And to the General Manager, Corporate Services.
Thank you, CEO. Through the Chair, essentially the Alliance Managers, who are the level under the General Managers, have an allocated amount per annum in their employment contract, and that covers things like professional development, training and those sorts of things. So essentially they can choose up to that amount whether they have a membership to a professional association or they go on a training course or whatever the case may be, but it is capped at $1,500 a year.
So just to follow up, do you give them an option of what professional memberships they can be a part of, or is it just anything goes?
No, it's certainly not anything goes. It needs to be discussed. Obviously, it needs to be aligned to their profession. So I know the planning staff will often be members of the Planning Institute. Property type staff might be the Australian Property Institute, so it really depends on their professional area. And it needs to be in consultation with their general manager to make sure that it's aligned well. But it's just managed through the contract. There's no policy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Bain, and thank you to the General Manager. Councillor Leeser.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. I have three questions which I sent in earlier, so hopefully they've been received. Mm-hmm. So the first one was about on page 5, it was a general question. We paid an amount of $11,498 for something listed as upgrading existing Western Power streetlights. My question is, why do we pay to maintain Western Power streetlights?
Thank you, Councillor Lees. We'll go by you, CEO. You want to direct?
Yes, if I may direct to the Project Director, Strategic Finance, please.
Thank you very much. Through the Chair, I must commend the Councillor on her diligence. The question she's just asked actually relates to the payments listing for the next Council meeting, but we really appreciate the early notice. So thank you.
Sorry, so I'm reading questions from next time. Okay, well, I won't say any more then. Thank you.
Thank you very much to the Project Director, and thank you, Councillor Leeser. Are there any further questions? I was anticipating them because I just put a Mentos in my mouth.
Yes.
So bear with me. Good thing my mum's not here. She wouldn't be happy. Item 14.3, Strategic Review of Project Funding 2021. Do any councillors have any questions on this item? I know there. A note, there is one received from Councillor Leeser and one from Councillor Gordon. Councillor Leeser?
Thank you. That has been answered. Thank you.
Councillor Gordon? Thank you. Any further questions? Sure, just looking for an opportunity to swallow the Mentos. It's gone now. Thank you, everybody. Item 14.4, introduction of Council Policy 2.7, Property Performance, Investment and Disposal. Any councillors have a question on this item, noting that Councillor Leeser has a question?
I have a follow-up question. So my initial question was, why do we state June as the annual review time? Why do we actually prescribe June as the month? And then the response was, because we need to do it for the next financial year, which is great. But do we not give ourselves not much time to do it if we're reviewing things in June, is my question.
Thank you, Councillor CEO.
And to the General Manager of Corporate Services.
Thank you, CEO. Through the Chair, I guess it would be presented to Council in June, but the actual body of work would occur months in advance of that date. So I think we'd be well placed to kick it off by the 1st of July.
Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Leeser. Thanks, GM. And now I note that Councillor Gordon has a series of questions. I think there's four that are listed here. Councillor Gordon.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The first question was, why would we take a blanket approach to rejecting unsolicited bids under 120%? Shouldn't the Council have the opportunity to consider them in any event, as they may provide strategic or community benefits?
See ya.
To the General Manager, Corporate Services.
Thank you, CEO. For the Chair, it's a good question, and this is one we certainly gave a lot of consideration to. I guess the approach that we've taken is to classify the properties according to whether they're income-generating or strategic holdings. So for an unsolicited bid to be received on a property that we hadn't considered for sale, we've already sort of made the decision that we're holding it for a particular purpose. So I guess the philosophy is that it would need to be an exceptional offer for us to present that to Council. And I guess it just would alleviate getting bids that come in that are unrealistic and those sorts of things that would then need to be referred to Council. But more than happy to take comments on board as we move through the process.
Thank you, GM. Next question, Councillor Gordon.
The next question was with regards to property disposal. Why are we referencing Section 3.582 of the Local Government Act? To the...
Yes, please.
General Manager of Corporate Services, who might like to answer any of the other questions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Related.
Thank you, CEO. Through the Chair. So essentially, within this policy, it's been through an internal process, and what we've done is we've set the maximum term at 10 years for some of those property categories and 20 for others, depending upon what they are. That particular, under Section 3.58 of the Act, the local government is allowed to dispose of property essentially in three ways, and that's private treaty, auction and public tender. At the end of that initial term being 10 years, the internal feedback through audit and those sorts of things was perhaps it's more appropriate that we go out to the broader market. So Section 3.582 triggers the public process, although an auction probably isn't appropriate, a public tender for a lease perhaps is. So it's just about after that initial term providing some public exposure from transparency, but that's one of the issues I highlighted in the item as one that Council might really want to consider. Because if we have a long-term tenant that's paying the bills and they're a great tenant, do we really want to go out as part of a broader process after 10 years? So that's something that really needs to be thrashed out through this process.
Councillor Good.
A follow-up to that one. And when we say thrashed out through the process is
simply council consideration and adoption with or without amendment at the next council meeting.
Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think ideally we would have had the opportunity in the policy forum to thrash out some of these issues, and unfortunately that wasn't the case. So perhaps there's an opportunity, if there is some further concerns around the policy, that it may be revisited through that forum. That's something that perhaps could be considered.
Councillor Gordon.
Thank you. With regards to no consideration for community use, did we benchmark these fees against other local governments?
In developing the policy, we certainly looked at... Oh, sorry, through the chair, is it okay?
Yeah, please.
Sorry, jumped in a bit quick there. Through the development of the policy, we certainly looked at other local governments, and there's a range of different approaches. One of the approaches that did appeal, and it was one of the questions, again, that the policy committee potentially could have looked at, was often it's a peppercorn arrangement for a community group, but there is some sort of requirement to make a one-third contribution towards the capital renewal of the facility, so that if they're applying, for example, for Community Sport and Recreation Facilities grants, that third that they've essentially contributed each year sits there as their contribution when they're going to upgrade the asset. So that's something that we also might like to consider, either through this policy or another asset renewal committee's approach.
Thanks, Jim. And Councillor Gordon.
And then under item 6, titled Disposal of Property, do we need to include during the annual budget review process, and can the council identify the disposal at any time?
Chair.
Yes, essentially the council could decide to dispose of the asset at any time, so we might want to go back and revisit that with.
Thank you, GM. Thank you, Councillor Gordon. Are there any further questions from any of the councillors? Let's move then, shall we, to item 15, Chief Executive Officer Reports. First of them, 15.1, Review of Policy 18.3, Concerts at the Wacker Ground. Do any councillors have a question on this item? Move 15.2, Review of Council Policy 10.9, City of Perth Common Seal and Document Signing Authority. Do any councillors have a question on this item? Councillor Gordon does. Thank you, Councillor Gordon. Any further questions? Item 15.3 is the Review of Council Policy 3.1, Coat of Arms, Council Crest, and the City of Perth title, The Use of. Do any councillors have a question on this item? Thank you, councillors. Item 15.4, Review of Council Policy 10.15, Caretaker Policy, City of Perth Elections. Do any councillors have a question on this item? Thank you again, councillors. 15.3, Review of Council Policy 15.5, a Review of Council Policy, the appointment of an acting Chief Executive Officer. Do any councillors have a question on this item, noting that Councillor Gordon has two, so we'll start with you, Councillor Gordon, if you would like.
I believe the first one's been answered and the second one... We're seeking advice from the department, is that correct?
Yes. See ya.
Correct.
Are there any further questions from any councillors? Thank you, councillors. Let's move to item 15.6, the Status Update Council Policy Review Program. Are there any questions on this item from any councillors? Dinner trolley going on outside. Item 15.7. Rounding them up. Code of Conduct for Council Members, Committee Members and Candidates, Amendments and Appointment of a Complaints Officer. I know that Councillor Leeser has two questions. Councillor Gordon has one. Before inviting any further questions, Councillor Leeser, would you like to go first?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Through the Chair, my first question was answered. My second question, I have a follow-up. So in the answer to... So my question was, what's over and above the basic state government code? And the answer has been that there are four behavioural requirements. I can't figure out exactly which are the four. Can somebody please point me to those, because it's lost in the track changes.
Thank you. CEO.
And to the Alliance Manager Executive Services.
through the chair. The four are, so the first one is in clause 2.1c. It's about, the section says, direct the CEO any request for query or complaint. That one is included in the code as it previously came from a council policy, which is elected members' administrative support. So those provisions, so that policy was revoked as a result of adopting the code in December. So that's the first one. The second one is in 2.3a, which is about having to preface any personal opinions or views when making them in a public forum. Obviously, as the Lord Mayor is the only person authorized to speak on behalf of the council. This has also been included in the code as we previously had a policy, which was media policy, media statements, press releases, and social media, which has now been revoked when this code was adopted in December. The third one it's in clause 3.1a of the code, which is about only using the official title of Lord Mayor, Councillor in your official capacity. So this came about because it addresses inquiry recommendation number 87, which found adverse findings in that regard. And the fourth one is in section 4.1a of the code, which is proper use of information technology facilities. Again, this addresses an inquiry recommendation, which is number 62.
Thank you. Can you just repeat the first one, please?
Yep. So the first one is 2.1c in the code, and that's the one where a council member, committee member, or candidate for the City of Perth must direct any request to the CEO, and that replaces, that comes from a policy that was revoked in December.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alliance Management. Thank you, Councillor Leeser. Councillor Gordon. Thank you, Councillor Gordon. Do any other councillors have a question on this item? No. So we move to item 16, the policy committee scheduled on April 12, 2021, was cancelled due to the lack of a quorum. As a result, the reports listed on that meeting's agenda have been added to the April council meeting agenda. Each of the reports are presented within their respective alliance section of the agenda. Item 17, motions of which notice have been given, will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. Item 18, now matters for which the meeting may be closed. 18.1, confidential item, the Mindari Regional Council Future Waste Options Review. Do any councillors have a question on the confidential item? No, and no questions at all. So item 19 is urgent business. Thank you all for your questions in relation to the report. So item 19, urgent business, to be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. Well, Noah, how about that? It's over in course record time, probably because you were here to keep us busy and efficient. Item 20, there being no further business, I now declare the agenda briefing session closed at 5:33 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Please all rise for the departure of the Right Honourable Lord Mayor, Basil Zemplow. Thank you.